Today's podcast is sponsored by CISO. CISO is comedy for comedy nerds. It's the streaming site for all things comedy with shows that are currently on the air, like SNL. You could watch this week's episode with Dave Chappelle, plus plenty of original series. CISO, that's S-E-E-S-O, is the new ad-free streaming service bringing you hilarious original series, hand-picked classics, stand-up specials, and more. It's bingeable comedy anytime, anywhere. They've got every episode of SNL as well, The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Late Night with Seth Meyers, the day after they air, and classics like 30 Rock, Parks and Rec, and even Saved by the Bell. There's British comedies too, like The Office and the entire Monty Python catalog. If you're serious about comedy, you have to try CISO. Stream it anytime, anywhere on virtually any device. And right now, our listeners can get 2 free months of CISO when you use the promo code RHAP at checkout. Shows you can't get anywhere else, from critically acclaimed original series like Take My Wife and Harmon Quest to all 40 years of SNL. CISO is the only place that offers every episode ever made and the new episodes the day after they air. So just go to CISO.com right now to sign up for 2 months free with the promo code RHAP at checkout. That's CISO.com, promo code RHAP. I'm Rob Cesternino, and today we're talking about the internet's most interesting news stories for the week of November 15th, 2016, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF.
That's
if the
right.
Same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back once again here live on a Google Hangout today to talk about the internet's most amazing and interesting news stories on the News AF. And of course, here with us after a very slow news week, of course, here is the pride of Utah, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm good, but that might hurt Danny's feelings.
Yeah, what am I? The shame?
The shame of Utah. The shame of Utah. Danny Bryson is here with us as well. I in the sky. Danny, how are you?
I was doing great until I was called the shame of Utah. But I'm sure there's a lot of people who could actually take my place.
Yeah.
Should I die?
David Archuleta's dad.
Is that true?
I don't know anything about that guy, but yes, he probably could, just knowing people in general.
Okay. All right. So here we are back again after a very uneventful week since we signed off 1 week ago on Tuesday. Very boring week.
Yeah, not a lot happening.
Danny?
Smooth transition to power.
Yes. How's everything going on your end? Everything good?
You know, my house is still standing.
Yes.
The men haven't come to take me away. Mm-hmm,
not yet.
So I'm happy.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Tyson?
But maybe in January.
Have you been visited by any men yet?
Not yet. But I want to know is if I lived illegally in a different country in the past, am I going to be in trouble in the future?
I think the jury is still out on that. We're not sure.
I lived in Switzerland, Austria, yeah, and Belgium for 6 years without any paperwork, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
On my passport alone.
Well, I think those days are over, Tyson.
I can't do that anymore?
I don't think so. I think everybody's cracking down.
I bet I could.
All right. So we are here once again to talk about all of the best stories, the stories that are all actual factual. And that, I think, brings us into the top story at this hour. There's a lot of talk in the news about fake news on Facebook. Of course, the mission statement of this podcast was always to talk about the actual factual news and to throw out all of the actual craptual news. But apparently, a lot of the actual craptual news is making its way to Facebook. And in light of sort of trying to do the autopsy on what happened in the election, the fake news on Facebook, Danny, has really been a huge story in the traditional news this week.
Hard this past election season to know what was fake and what was real because everything was so strange.
Yes.
So maybe, you know, that's why people weren't sure, and now they want to clean things up so we can move on.
Yes. And Tyson, there's been a lot of talk that Mark Zuckerberg, there was a proposal on his desk at one point to either weed out or sort of brand news as fake news or unreliable news. They decided not to do this, supposedly, because they felt like it would be too polarizing politically. Because there was allegedly more news sources on the right that were showing up as fake news, But Tyson, we've been dealing with the fake news on Facebook for maybe 2 years.
For only 2 years?
If not longer.
I think longer, dude.
Yeah.
I actually had a money-making scheme to start like a news site with just super feel-good stories and like motivational, inspirational stories. And those things go berserko every time when you're just like, yeah, this guy, all of a sudden, a miracle happened. And it was all because he just gave money to a homeless man.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe all of this can be traced back to The Onion? So The Onion, the originator of the fake news, or The Inquirer?
No, The Onion needs to rebrand. I think there's too much fake news that The Onion stuff is like ho-hum, is mundane. Old. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Inquirer.
I think really where it started, Danny, was remember the prophets in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Like where the guy's like, I swear that donkey talked to me. I kicked it and it started talking
bush,
to me.
What's that bush saying?
Now, do you think that maybe in the modern times, the Weekly World News, Tyson, was the start of this?
The Weekly World News, yeah. That was one of the originals. I love to read those. The Weekly World News, the National Enquirer. They're hilarious, dude. Batboy.
Yeah,
because that news is so much more entertaining than facing reality. Like, I want all these stories to be true, and all the stuff I'm reading, you know, on USA Today or New York Times, I want those to be fake.
Yeah, you're hoping those aren't true.
Yeah.
I want the alien abductions, the kid that was born half a pig. I want all of those stories to be the real ones.
Yeah.
Another Batboy sighting.
Another Batboy sighting. Those are my heroes. Batboy, pig kid.
Yeah. I'm surprised the Weekly World News has struggled to find a foothold in 2016.
Yeah, you think it'd be going strong on Facebook.
You would think so. You would think that they'd be able to really get a footprint on Facebook. But unfortunately, they have not. But in terms of this podcast, in terms of the actual factual news and the real news, that do you think that, Danny, if they did clean up the fake news on Facebook, would that only make the submissions we get for this show better? Or would it hurt us?
Well, I mean, it keeps things interesting. It makes us pay attention.
Yes.
And so in that way, it helps us. But at the same time, if they get rid of those fake stories, I think they're going to lose a lot of interest in Facebook. Because what are the stories that get passed around the most are probably the weird ones.
Oh, that's interesting. Weird, so it'd be a bad thing for Facebook if they were to crack down on this.
Yeah, I think that they would be, you know, there'd be what, half as many stories shared? Because people
less.
Love sharing the ideas of the pig sighting of the Bat Kid. Or whatever Tyson called it, or the pig kid and the bat boy.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the stories people like to share. They're like, what else are they going to share? Nobody wants to hear about your political views.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way to get lose friends. But if you're sharing a story about the pig kid, you're getting friends all over the place. They're like, yeah, I like this guy.
Yeah.
He's interested in things I'm interested in. Yeah.
He's the Ken Bone of the Weekly World News.
Yeah.
That Tyson, this week we had a story submitted to us. In our Group AF Facebook group, a man shocked to bump into his dog on train ride to work.
I want this to be true. I just want this to be true.
Wait, right. So who was on his way to work, the dog or the man?
The man was on his way to work, and that his dog showed up and sat next to him on the train.
It sounds like a Far Side comic.
Yeah, right.
You know, they say dog are man's best friends, so I'm not surprised he found his master and plopped down next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think the owner was surprised that the dog had a job in the city? Or a second family?
Yeah, what are you doing here? Yeah, it was awkward.
Yeah, it was a second family ride in the city that he goes to every day while his owner's at work?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, oh my goodness.
Do you feel like that? Is there a role for us in determining what is real and what is fake on Facebook, Tyson? Sit on the board of like sort of like no actual factual, actual craptual.
Yes.
Yeah, we do sit on that board, and that's as serious journalists.
Mm-hmm.
That is our duty to our listeners to find out what is actual factual and what is actual craptual.
Mm-hmm.
I think Facebook should give us a job.
Yeah.
We'll be the arbiters of truth. Us three.
I would love to have that job. Yeah. Yeah. I think that we could sort of say, No, that's actual factual site, actual craptual site. I think it's pretty easy to do. One of the things that they're doing is that they're going to stop having Google AdSense on fake news sites, Danny. Do you think that that will stop the fake news?
Well, how are they thinking that'll stop fake news?
Because
does Google AdSense give a sense of, oh, this must be right if you can do an advertisement on it?
Well, I think they feel like that they want to stop the monetization of fake news.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see that.
The clickbait fake news, if you can't monetize on fake news, will that slow it down?
If you get rid of the clickbait, half the internet disappears.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, what content is out there?
Did you guys hear about the woman in Los Angeles who found out one secret that's making policemen super angry?
Yeah, that's the problem, that half of the ads are fake news.
You'll never...
ads are, but they have to have a sponsored by now, don't they? The fake ones are sponsored ads. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did do that, but that's a small change. I mean, you know how many times I've been told about, you'll never guess who's passed away, she'll be sorely missed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it's a picture of Macaulay Culkin.
Well, then I wouldn't be surprised. But then they put up a picture of like Oprah, and you're like, I swear, if Oprah had died, I would have heard it from somebody else other than this advertisement.
Yeah. No, that's a great point, that on most of these real news websites that you go to, most of the ads are for actual craptual news.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, sponsored story. And it's like, what is this? Oh, this is like some crazy, you know, you won't believe this. You shouldn't believe it because it's not true.
The one miracle pill that has doctors rolling over in their graves.
Yeah. This woman discovered a cure for her acne. You'll never guess what it is. I will never be able to guess. I better click on this because my guess is still poor.
Yeah, people. And it has a picture of like this lady covered in mud.
Yes. Yes.
They're like now, so stupid.
Danny, is there anything that we can be able to tell automatically? Like, are there any sort of like disqualifying URLs? Like, should we just be able to look at what the site that it's on and know a story is fake?
Yeah, I think that, first of all, if you read a headline that is phrased at all like the ones we've been discussing, don't even click on it. If you feel like they're trying so hard to get your attention, then don't. Don't give them your attention because that's obviously a ploy. If the URL ends with anything like dot and then two letters, maybe don't click on that either.
Yes.
Something I do, if I'm interested in a story and it looks like it might be real, I search it in Google.
Yes.
So I don't click on that link. I just go up to the search bar and type in something similar to what they're advertising. And then I'm like, okay, this is obviously, you know, dot ads, dot free stuff, dot whatever, you know, cornhole.
That's cornhole.
Just trying to
learn. That's always a bad one.
So yeah, there's lots of ways to protect yourself.
I heard of a clickbait story going around that was Bernie Sanders could like legally be our president, and here's how.
Mm-hmm.
And then you open the article and it's like, no, he couldn't. Get a brain. Do some reading. Be familiarize yourself with the laws of the land. Why did you click on this? Like, that's awesome.
Are you passing? Is that a fake story that you're passing around now? Are you doing like talk bait?
No. No, I saw this yesterday. That there was a headline for it. It was like, hey, if you shared this story, we just read the headline, then you got.
Yeah.
Man.
It's a real thing.
Good.
Yeah,
it's just a bunch of landmines out there on the internet.
Yeah.
That's why whenever I get an email and they want my personal information, I give it because then they can cater their information to me.
Yeah, that's like, true. So
if they want to know who my first pet's name was, I give that to them, or my mom's maiden name. Just helps them refine things.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that this is a really big thing, and I think it's the right time to be talking about it, because it used to be like a lot of these stories, especially like in the political arena, you would get like forwarded to you. I'm not going to name which one of my in-laws might have been like forwarding stuff like that, like 8 years ago. But, you know, it used to be you would just get like a chainmail forward an email. And then by 2016, like all these things turned into like Facebook news stories.
Yeah. Well, in our world, in mine and Danny's world, the Mormons are the prevalent religion here.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get chain mails. I don't know if Danny's the same, of these super inspirational faith promoting stories that ended up not being real at all.
Yeah, our religion had these types of things going on when we were young.
Yeah, the Japanese during Pearl Harbor invasion tried to bomb the Mormon temple and their guns would not engage.
Because angels were spin kicking the bullets away.
Yeah, dude. But then you come to find out the Japanese would have in no way been up there. Historians are like, no, that could not have happened the way the Japanese operate. It's just, it's crazy. But
that's
how you build a religion.
The clickbait, it existed before, right? But there was no option to click or not click. It was like, listen. And then after you listened to it, you either believed or you didn't believe. Here it's like...
Wait, what do you mean listen? Like it was like on the radio?
No, like Tyson saying someone tells you a story.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so the clickbait existed in just a different format. And now it's kind of mutated into what we call clickbait. But it's kind of the same thing. Just gossip and people trying to tell outrageous stories in the hopes of gaining something from the people who listen to it.
So you're saying that basically gossip has taken the form of news.
Yeah. Well, and storytelling in order to before you would tell a story like that in the hopes of gaining somebody's trust or hoping that they would like you. And now they're doing it for just financial gain.
Mm-hmm. I used to work with this kid.
Which makes more sense.
I used to work with this kid who took all the aspects of his life and exaggerated them to a really huge extent to gain listeners. We'll call them listeners. And then he went berserko, and I don't talk to him very much anymore. Or at all.
Yes. That's the thing that can happen. Yeah.
That could happen. Because once you start telling these outrageous, outlandish stories, you start almost believing them yourself, and then you lose your mind.
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, clickbait exists in many forms on social media. People who post pictures or they create composite images or they write captions, they're all kind of trying to use the tricks of clickbait to get people to follow them, to like their pictures. So the idea of fake news just existing on Facebook is kind of...
It's everywhere.
It's not the real problem. The problem is it's everywhere because everyone's trying to do what they can to get as much attention as they can. And so people will post pictures or write captions that don't tell the whole truth in the effort.
People get addicted to clicker baiting.
Yes. Too much clicker baiting happening. Dude,
people are clicker baiting in their home nonstop. That is the hashtag right there.
Every time somebody clicker baits, an angel loses its wings.
Yeah. It's a good way to go blind too.
Yeah. And get hair on your palms.
That's right. So Danny, what should sites like Facebook do with this sort of clickbait type news stories or fake news? I mean, should they brand it with some sort of scarlet letter or?
No, they should let it continue and allow humanity to drown in its own ignorance.
Wow, that was dark.
Rob, you can't protect people from themselves. If they're not doing clickbait on Facebook, they're doing it somewhere else.
Yeah, in
their
heads.
People have to learn critical thinking. And maybe Facebook is teaching people how to think critically.
Stop creative thinking and start only critical thinking.
Right. I guess it's a good point. I mean, is there some sort of First Amendment type right to if somebody wants to say a report on fake news, Tyson? I mean, who is Facebook to stop them?
You can report on fake news, but if you're... is Facebook the medium to stop them? There's got to be, I don't know. That's the thing. That's where is the line there?
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
Right.
If you tell a fake story and it makes people happy.
Like the Bible.
Like Tyson's idea for a website or whatever it was that told fake, happy, feel-good
fake
stories.
Fake inspirational stories, faith-promoting stories.
Is that such a bad thing? People want to have something to, think about and look forward to.
Yeah,
it is bad. I'll make fun of them when they tell me the story and I know it's false, but if it makes them happy,
but it's bad.
I guess that's something.
No, it's bad because it's a false... because that leads to more stuff. Let's take, for example, the Bible, whether or not it's true.
Right.
It's built this huge following. So, let's say you take something outrageous that people start believing and placing stock in, and all of a sudden it's generated this, Like, that's how cults are formed.
So you're thinking that clickbait might accidentally just go slide right into a religion.
Trigger like the next religious movement.
Well, yeah.
Joel Osteen, I heard Joel Osteen started in the clickbait industry.
That, I mean, that's a very fair point in terms of, you know, you have a lot of religious sites out there. And let's say Neil deGrasse Tyson, not Tyson Apostle, he says, hey, this is not true what they're saying on this site. I mean, does that site get branded as fake news?
He's pretty smart. A lot of people think he's pretty smart.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a fine line and a slippery slope. I don't know. And who is Facebook to say who is the arbiter of what's actual factual and what's actual craptual?
Us three.
We are. We three stand.
We three, the Holy Trinity.
As judges.
Yes.
Because remember the time the angel of anti-clickbait came down and bestowed upon us the powers. And we were all there. Saw it.
This is the problem. Tyson's turning anti-clickbait into a religion. Have you noticed that? He's making us
the anti-clickbaiters.
Kind of
yes.
I mean, you can clickbait in the privacy and comfort of your own home as long as you don't get it on anybody else.
Mm-hmm. And you don't bring that clickbait out to the open.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So you think that as long as you can read whatever you want in the privacy of your own home, it's when you should they just take away the share button on Facebook, Tyson? Would that be better?
Oh, yeah, that is a good idea.
Yeah, but they can still copy the URLs.
Yeah, but you could only put it on your own wall.
Okay. Yeah, you can only put it on your own wall. And if it's deemed clickbait, there's a way that Facebook can go in and tag it. But then when they tag it, it puts something super embarrassing on your wall in place of the story you shared.
Like what?
Maybe.
Like everybody has to submit, like the Nathan For You, where everybody has to submit something embarrassing. So if they don't meet their goal, so it's them naked in a hot dog suit with their bum sticking out the two.
How could you be naked in a hot dog suit?
You have to submit a picture to Facebook now to even sign up for and use Facebook's.
Is it like
thing.
A crotchless hot dog suit?
Well, you're turned around frontwards. You're facing the inside of the bun. So it's just your naked butt pointing out the back.
So it's,
maybe we could get.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get Chris Hansen to do a show to catch a clickbaiter.
Chris Hansen.
And we get him in. And what happens is, like, you go to find out what that Provo mom did to avoid getting tickets. He's like, so what are you doing here? Take a seat. Sit
take
down.
A seat. Sit down.
Did you,
you share
reality.
This on your wall, this story?
Yeah.
Did you tell people to read this?
Yeah, what do you do with that bag of wine cooler? Yeah. Chris Hansen to catch a clickbaiter.
To catch a clickbaiter.
The clickbaiters.
This is a big story. I think that there's only going to be more talk about this. And I do hope that it does lead to less actual craptual stories in the future.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I think it will.
We'll see.
Can you guys believe that if I would have run for president, I would now be president? That's what's kind of like... Honestly, that's kind of
because the election is over. Is
week.
That what you mean?
Because I would have won if I would have.
Well, what's your reasoning for this? Like, how are you? Go on. Tell us more about how you were going to win.
Well, I would have run on a similar base platform as Donald Trump, where we need to clean up the government.
Right. Drain the swamp.
But then I would have drained the swamp, but I would have taken out all the racism and sexism and all of that stuff. And then, then I think I would have won. And I'm young, too. That would have been my platform is like, hey, yo, I'm pretty young. Like, I know how to work a smartphone. I don't have ideals from, like, the 40s, like this DT guy.
Yeah, but I think that banking on those millennials, I don't know if they turn out. You gotta appeal to the old.
Well, that's the thing. I'd be like, and I'm still old enough that I have some wisdom. And then you get a vice president that's maybe a little bit older.
Well, you should have run because 2020 is going to be tough. I don't know if you can beat Kanye.
Yeah. No, I do think that don't underestimate how much people like something that's going to be totally different. I think people maybe underestimate how important that is to people. Like, you know what? We need something totally new. And in that regard, Tyson, I think maybe you could be a potential 2020 candidate.
No, yep. I think this is my year.
This was your year.
Yeah.
This is the year of the clickbait candidate.
I think this was my year because in 2020, I'll be a little bit older.
Right.
So I won't be able to be like, hey, yeah, I'm just this age. I think I missed a real opportunity.
Yeah. You peaked politically.
All right. Well,
What a shame. We'll never know what kind of awesome reform.
We'll never know.
I'll try and maybe I'll get on the ballot in 2020. I think I will.
Maybe. Look, I think that we start the campaign now, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Okay.
Do I want to be Republican or Democrat?
I think
make your own party.
I think it'd be tough to run as a Republican because that I think that you would presume that the president, the president elect will be the Republican nominee.
Okay. So I will be, so I'll be Democratic.
Yeah.
I'll be the Democratic nominee. Okay.
Or an independent. I think that maybe, that, you know, the following the heels of the like Evan McMullins.
Oh, yeah. He totally would have won this thing. No, I want to win, Rob.
Okay.
All right, then.
Yeah,
I'm going to try and be the Democratic nomination, but if I can't get that, then I will. I think you have a lot of things going for you, Tyson.
I think that one, you already have a prolific Twitter. I think that that is also one of the check marks.
It almost rivals Trump's and Hillary Clinton's.
Your reality TV personality. Yeah.
Yep.
Great hair.
Great hair.
So
that's three.
I think that that's already... You know, you're on your way.
That's already, you have our votes, plus most of the people in your family would probably vote for you. So you're probably up to like 20 something votes
right now. I bet some
of them
wouldn't, though.
Yeah. I said most. I didn't say all of them.
All right. So the campaign begins. Is Danny going to be your running mate, or you need somebody that's more different?
I'm going to have to gauge and see, but I think I'll probably need someone who's more different at the time.
Mm-hmm. If you want to win, Tyson, get a cat. As your running mate.
A cat? A kitten. You mean a kitten?
A kitten. Yo, a super cute kitten. But in 4 years, it'll be a cat. So you're going to have to constantly recycle your kitten.
Get clones made of a bunch of the same kitten.
Yeah.
And they're like, how does that kitten stay the same age? And you're like, it's magic. And only
my helium powers.
Someone who should be the leader of the free world.
This man bought a kitten and it never aged. Click here to find out more.
Yeah.
Find out his secret.
You could be losing people with the cloning. I think a lot of people could be turned off with the whole really bringing cloning to the forefront.
Do Democrats want to clone or not?
Probably there. I think that the Democratic platform would probably be more pro-clone than Republicans.
It's not really a topic that makes the headlines. Are you pro-cloning?
But in 2020,
where do you stand on robots?
Robots? Yeah. I think they're useful in factories, but as far as sex robots go, we need to do the research and we need to move slowly. And we'll make a decision when the time comes. But for now,
you don't want a robot malfunction mid intercourse, broken members.
Yeah. What do you say about robots who are going to take people's jobs, Tyson?
No,
no. So you're
bad robots.
What? No. What?
Bad robots.
Okay.
So what about all of the sex trade workers who would be replaced by the robots? What are you going to do about that?
I'm going to, if the sex worker wants to be replaced by a robot, they can. We'll find a new job for the sex worker. If the sex worker loves the job they're in, then he, or I guess a she, whatever
they love
sex
their job,
workers
they can
are.
Keep their job.
I just always assume sounds a sex familiar. Worker is a guy. He can keep that job.
I think that what you need to do is you need to play up the new expanding field of sex robot repair, because there's going to be a lot that first off that
technician, you know,
cleaning,
it's messy,
a lot of alcoholic wipes.
It's messy, so there's the sex robot cleaning and maintenance. So that's a whole new industry that you would be bringing forward.
That is true, and that I mean probably the biggest industry actually.
and
that's
sex
a
robot
huge
therapy.
Growth industry for our country.
Sex robot therapy. So we're going to have robot therapists for the sex robots.
Yes, they're going to need lots of it.
Right. Okay. Right. All right. You know, also just one other story that's sort of related to politics. Taylor Martina sends us a story about a 21-year-old girl who just became the youngest person ever elected to the Florida House of Representatives.
God damn, this girl got it right.
Yes. And interesting, Tyson, that her name is Amber Mariano.
I know. I saw that, dude. And I was like, this is a clickbait story. They used Amber's name to get a little traffic.
Yeah.
Former Survivor winner, Amber Mariano. Yeah. went back in time to become 21 and ran for office in the state that she currently lives. The Marianos live in Florida, too.
Yeah, this is very confusing.
Danny, Boston Rob's wife. Boston yes. Rob's last name is Mariano.
Okay.
His wife's name is Amber.
Oh,
yeah.
Same as this 21-year-old girl who is now, what, in the House of Representatives?
In Florida. The Florida House Florida. Of Representatives. Yeah.
Well, here's what Rob's wife should do. If this girl does a great job, Rob's wife should run next year, put up all the
against
signs.
Her.
Be very confusing.
Against her, and hopefully just get elected by mistake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. That'd be so hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, I like yeah. that.
So that's Piggy if she does a good job. Her. What if she does a bad job? Couldn't she run and say that she's the Amber Mariano that doesn't suck?
Yeah, she could, but that would be more confusing to the voters.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to confuse
the voters.
It's
better if she does a good job and then she puts her name in and you look on the ballot and it's just like two Amber Marianos.
Oh,
is
that'd
this
be so
the
great.
Age where they're going to have to start posting pictures along with the candidate's name?
Yeah, that we should do that also. Because, you know what, honestly, I voted last week, Tyson, and that there was like, why did I vote? Well, I had, people hey. Were shaming me. People
yeah,
were shaming
people
me.
Were
I had
shaming,
to vote.
Yeah.
And so I had to vote. And then there was a lot of things where I was like, oh, I don't know. And I was just like picking people based on like, I like this name, like, yeah. or they had like their title underneath there. Like,
you don't
oh,
have to
like,
vote for everybody.
Yeah, you just fill it out like I filled out the SAT.
I oh, you don't have to fill. You don't have to click. Like again. I was just voting on people based on their job title.
Yeah, no,
like, oh,
a,
this person is like, oh, this person is like,
no,
they're,
a bad
you
way,
know,
Rob.
Child
that's
rights advocate. Let me vote for there.
If you're not familiar with what's going on in that particular arena, you shouldn't vote.
Yeah, well, I should, you know, I really, I'm very familiar with a lot of the national political issues, but I really,
yes.
I did not do my homework on a lot of the California politics.
That's what I'm saying.
In terms of like the races so, for like.
So you're familiar with the ones that don't really impact you that much and completely ignorant when it comes to the ones that probably have more of an impact on your life?
Yeah, so that's right, backwards. Danny. That's right.
But that's how everybody is.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
how
I know.
Is, right?
I think I was really on top of all the national issues. And then in terms of like the local politics, you know, I probably am more, you know, up to date on like what's I read like New York news that I don't read like the LA Times or anything like that.
Oh, look at you.
Read the New York Post.
Yeah. Wow. How this
Which
was
might
a tough
have
year.
A lot of also actual craptual stories in it, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, a bunch. Yeah.
This
it's
was
like
a tough
year to
mail.
Vote. Because
why?
You got
long lines.
You got shamed if you voted Republican. You got shamed if you voted Democrat. You got shamed if you voted third party, and you got shamed if you didn't vote.
Yeah, there was a
the
lot of shaming
you have to,
all yeah, across.
The only thing you have to feel is shame.
Yeah,
can you vote for shame. Shame
vote
for president.
Shame. I mean, the least amount of shame was voting Democrat. That would have been voting for Hillary.
No, because then if you voted for Hillary, then you got shamed by like Bernie Bros.
Yeah, Tyson, there was no good choice.
You were going to get shamed no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, you know what?
So wait in line and get shamed after all of it, or just stay home and get shamed.
Yeah. Tyson, that should be part of your platform
Feel
in
no
2020
shame.
Of saying like, hey, vote for me if you want to, or if you don't want to, that's cool too.
Yeah. Feel no shame.
Yeah. Just, I don't want you to be pressured to vote for me.
Yeah. That's my slogan. Hashtag feel no shame.
Yeah. That could
Whether
be good.
You vote for me or you don't. Please don't feel any shame. And
feel
please don't
no
shame,
shame.
Yeah.
I'm trying to try. I don't know if that's good. I don't know if that's
good.
I see that on a t-shirt. Feel no shame.
Hashtag feel no shame.
Shameless.
Shameless.
Yeah.
That sounds like Tyson walks around with just shirts and socks on.
How about this? No more shame.
No more shame.
Yes.
That's best.
Yes.
That's best.
No more shame. Like you're like, it's more like. You're going to do something.
Yeah.
Your opponent like will run okay. with the slogan, make shame great again.
No, no. I don't
yeah,
know.
He will. Because right now we're assuming my opponent's going to be Donald Trump. If he's even still, I mean, he's going to be 75.
Gosh.
Is that how old he's going to be? I thought he was only 70.
He's 74. But maybe he's going to turn 71 here before the end of the year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. You're also assuming that maybe you're not going to be happy in 4 years, Tyson. You don't know that.
Why wouldn't I be happy in 4 years?
Well, you're assuming if you're going to run for president, that you're assuming that you're not going to like the job that Donald Trump is doing in 4 years.
Well, it doesn't. As long as the majority of Americans don't like the job he's doing, I'm a shoo-in for the next president.
Yeah. Well, it's possible, but you might endorse him.
Well, how much money is he going to pay me to do that?
I don't think they pay you to do
an
endorsement.
Let's just say he gets rid of the death tax.
I'm certain that they...
Yeah. Then, how about this? Yeah, that Alex Murray in the chat wants to say, what about a clickbait slogan, Tyson? How about you do something like I can fix everything with one simple trick. Vote for me to find out.
Here we go. The one presidential candidate who can make everything better.
Yeah. Click here to find out more.
Vote
here to find out more.
I still don't think that's clickbaity enough.
Vote bay.
This man can show you three simple steps to gaining superior intelligence. Or, you know, he's also running for president. Click here to find out more.
Oh, so it's not even a presidential headline. It's just
a way of drawing people to you through clickbait.
Or this man is the most qualified presidential candidate ever. Why? And then just have a picture, name. Even if they don't click on it, they associate my name with that title. Boom.
Actually, the chat room guy is very smart because you could get rid of all those stupid signs that we see that are all very generic and all look the same. And Tyson could have a clickbait sign.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you click the sign.
Yeah, you go.
Maybe it has like one of those like QR codes, like scan here.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, something like that. Something super clickbaity that they just have to see. This man ate three certain things every day and his dong got huge.
Yeah. I don't think you should talk about dongs. I don't think that's the way to go.
And here's what happens. Here's what you do. So because your phone tracks all of your whereabouts and knows pretty much who you are as a person.
Yeah.
When you go to the QR code, if it's somebody who's not going to vote for me, when they scan the QR code and the phone already knows there's no way this guy is going to vote for Tyson no matter what, based on his search history and everything else.
You shame
him. So those people get a picture of Anthony Weiner's dong when they go to the QR code.
Oh,
then
no.
The people who will probably vote for me or could be convinced to vote for me will get the secrets to life.
They get the secrets, and they become, they become your apostles.
This man has unlocked
apostles. Apostles.
This man has unlocked the secret to happiness. Click here to find out more.
Yeah.
There we go. That's a good
one. All right. I think we've got a lot to workshop here potentially. Yeah. All right.
Apostle 2020.
Just for the sake of argument, Amber Mariano, 21-year-old. Danny, do you like somebody so young working in government?
How could she do any worse than the old geezers we have running this country?
Okay.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she's going to get bullied a lot, but as long as she can stand her ground in there and try to make the changes she wants to make happen, I think it's good.
Yeah. She could be the first woman president, Tyson. What do you think of that? Amber Mariano, first woman president.
That would be awesome. And what if she won in 2020? She can't unless Donald Trump changes the law.
You have to be 35 to run for president.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so she's 14 years away. So,
I just figured it out.
What is it?
A fake birth certificate, like what all the other presidents had.
Yes. So you think that could set off an interesting battle between
Tyson,
her?
That is such a good idea because then she can also clickbait about how she looks so young.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
So you think you should run? She should run against Trump, you're saying, and then when he tries to say like, "Hey, look, how old is she? Get her birth certificate," and then she could be like, "Oh, here we go again, birth certificate talk."
Yeah.
What happened last time? Yeah.
And then this is what she says: "My secret to looking so young is that I work super hard."
Find out my secret to great skin. Elect me president, then I'll release it during the. inaugural speech.
But if she says it's working super hard and not getting very much sleep and having a lot of stress, then she encourages the Americans to go out and bust their balls for, that way we get more tax money. All of it. Oh, my goodness. If you can trick people into working more and harder and longer and everything, that's the...
All right. Well, yeah, congratulations, Amber Mariano. I don't
that's
know if we...
That's not my platform, though.
If we've cracked anything here. Yeah, you think people should work less.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They should work the amount that makes them happy.
Yeah, it seems like that's your platform of people should just do what makes them happy.
Well, unless it's murdering.
No.
I was going to say there's a lot of things you don't want people doing if it makes them happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like clickbaiting in public.
Yes. Yeah.
You can't have people clickerbaiting in front of your kids.
No, we don't want that.
Yeah,
we
a school bus. So you don't want people doing what makes them happy.
We don't
you
want
need
that.
Constraint.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. In New Zealand this past week, there was this massive earthquake that it's been talked about quite a bit. Three cows had been stranded after the earthquake on just a small island of land sticking up. Have you seen this video?
I did.
I saw the pictures.
Yes. What are we doing? So what are we doing about these cows?
I thought they were rescued
already.
I bet they
turned to cannibalism.
No, they were rescued.
They're going to eat each other?
I think two of them made hamburgers with the third one.
No, really they sad. Did not.
I think I read this morning they were rescued.
Yes.
I'm sure they were rescued.
How did they rescue them? What did they do? They got them on like a helicopter?
I would assume a helicopter with a little swoop-de-whoop underneath.
Yeah, they got Harrison Ford to pilot the helicopter.
What about Russell? What's his name?
Hans.
Kurt Russell.
Oh, well, no.
Kurt Russell went down and lassoed him up. And then they dragged him off that mountain. They spent like $2 million probably to rescue those cows.
Sylvester Stallone probably rock climbed up to the plateau. And then Kurt Russell was lowered down on a helicopter with a little swoop-de-whoop that goes under the belly.
And Harrison Ford
was piloting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, that would be so cool. If that's how life
Do you think
really
Harrison
worked.
Ford was in a Chewbacca costume?
Well, I don't know why like Harrison heavy. Ford would get in a Chewbacca costume.
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. He just was Harrison Fording it super hard in the helicopter.
I think him being in a Chewbacca costume, so they're like, oh, and then you just have a random dude in Chewbacca? No, it's Han Solo in a Chewbacca costume. That's my Halloween costume next year. Han Solo in a Chewbacca costume.
Wow.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah, it's layers, man. Do you get it?
Yes. if all rescue operations had just Hollywood actors doing it, I would love life. It'd be so much better.
Mm-hmm. Dude. And that could be them training for their next role in their next film. That's what they should do. So like if they have a film coming up where that's their role, they have to play that role in real life until the film is finished.
You know, The Rock would be all over the world saving people nonstop. How awesome would it be if you were in danger and The Rock was lowered down and he scooped you up in those muscly arms and just hauled you back into the chopper? I mean, that's everybody's dream come true.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like...
you feel so safe in those
Steven
arms.
Steven Seagal being the sheriff in that town in Texas and people like getting arrested for drunk driving. And they're like, wait, you're Steven Seagal. He's like, I'm Steven Seagal.
Like, imagine driving and you crash your car and it bursts into flames, and then Dolph Lundgren tears the door open and just pulls you out.
Yeah. And then Sylvester Stallone comes up and punches Dolph Lundgren in the face.
No.
Oh.
No. Not in this rescue.
Okay. So there's no Rocky stuff.
No, I like this idea. I think that this would be the feel good story everybody is looking for, where it's like, you know, you turn on the news and it's like, well, The Rock has apprehended three burglars who attempted to rob a bank today. And people are like, yeah.
They all had guns and he only had his fist.
Keeper Sutherland thwarted another terrorist attempt in Syria.
Yeah.
It'd be so
Arnold
awesome.
Arnold Schwarzenegger stopped three kidnappings in 1 week.
And also substitute at a kindergarten.
A kindergarten class.
No, I think you guys are really onto something here. I don't know why we're not using some of these A-list celebrities to do more things. It'd be incredible for their publicity. I mean, could you imagine there's like some sort of like bank robbery going on? Yeah. And then just like if The Rock got on like the bullhorn, like a...
All right, come on out of here. Like The Rock says, come on out.
Like, all right. Look, I didn't
know all this formal training to play these roles. So why not put those formal trainings to good use?
Could you imagine you rob a bank, you're inside, the police are outside, and The Rock starts strutting towards the door? You're going to shoot The Rock? He's a national treasure.
Yeah.
Come on out here, you know that bullets don't hurt him.
Yeah. I mean, what would you do? You would freeze. You would freeze up. Like, what? We didn't plan for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. We never thought The Rock would show up. And who's that behind him? Oh my gosh. Is that Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
You know, is that Denzel Washington? I mean, they'd be so starstruck that they could not react. And then Denzel Washington could walk up and say something cool and they just melt like butter. And
training day their asses.
Yeah.
I love this idea. This is great. This is great. We're on to something.
How do we get the superstars on board?
guys, this is going to be my platform for 2020.
Replace all policemen with Hollywood superstars.
Yeah.
I think that they should have to do it. It's sort of like mandatory service. Like for every movie they do, then they have to give something back.
Yeah. Every movie they do.
And then like we'll give them like a tax break or something like that.
Well, and you know, for the record, Harrison Ford has flown search and rescue missions up in Wyoming. So actually has done that.
John Travolta can fly a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's kind of disappointing if you're like, oh, I know a celebrity's here to rescue me and it's John Travolta.
Whereas if Nicolas Cage stepped out and it wasn't Face Off, you'd be like, yes, Nicolas Cage. I don't even feel my broken leg.
Yeah.
That's all the anesthesia I need.
Yeah.
Tyson, I think this should be part of your platform.
I already said that.
Yeah. So I think that just like put this down. Like, I don't know if you have some sort of like a campaign manager, but I think that they should include this in the brochure. Yeah.
Logs to internal ROM.
You know who you should get as your campaign manager is probably a Hollywood superstar like Jeff Goldblum.
Has he managed stuff in roles before? Because you need somebody who's managed stuff like this in
roles. Well, he saved the Earth from an alien invasion. I think that makes him qualified.
And also, he's an expert in chaos theory.
And he still can rock skinny jeans.
Yeah.
So, check, check, check. He's got the job.
Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum, if you're tuning in live, then you know where we need you. And if you're listening to this after, go ahead and contact me.
I'm not sure I'm on board with campaign manager Goldblum.
Oh, well, who's your nominee?
I don't know. I feel like I think I want somebody who actually is like into data and science and
what are you talking about? That's him in every role. Jurassic Park.
No, that's chaos theory. That's a made up theory that he made up.
He's a science guy.
Do we want chaos theory ruling our campaign?
It already appears as if it is. So I think we want him in place to explain how these things happen.
Okay. All right. The white look, with there's the a water lot of drop on the knuckles.
Yeah, there's a lot of options out there. I guess we shouldn't, you know, stick to Jeff. Let's look
Rob's thinking of somebody else. What about
Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart. No, the guy, the true data guy in Jurassic Park was the big guy from Seinfeld that
Newman?
Newman.
No. Newman.
No, I think that Kevin Hart or a comedian would be really good because they're going to go on like CNN and like all these cable news shows and it would be so funny. Like they would be like really good on these interviews and they would just like keep everybody laughing and keep everybody like the mood really light.
And he's like a positive like comedian.
Yeah. And he's very inspiring.
Okay. I say The Rock.
The Rock is going to be the campaign manager too?
Yeah, you can't go wrong with The Rock.
You can have
two of them. I mean, the guy is peaking right now. He's peaking all over the world.
I really feel like this is your guy, Danny.
Yeah, he really is. Come on. That guy.
So The Rock and Kevin Hart, and they have to wear one triple extra large t-shirt and poke both their heads out the same head hole or as they do interviews.
The Rock carries Kevin Hart around in a baby Bjorn.
Yeah, okay. I'm on board.
I don't know. I feel like, though, if we have The Rock and Kevin Hart, Tyson, with all due respect, then why do we need you?
Yeah, you're going to be so overshadowed.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Because I'm younger than both of them combined.
Well, yes, that is true. That's fair.
So, yeah.
You know, it's weird to think how we got to here from a story about three cows in New Zealand that are stranded on a tiny plateau.
Well, we're sending The Rock to save them if they haven't already been saved.
No, we're giving the old guys a chance. We've got Kurt Russell, Dolph Lundgren.
You don't need The Rock on the Harrison cow Ford. Saving mission.
Yeah, he doesn't save a cow. That's beneath him.
No, that's for when he's retired. Mm-hmm. When he hits retirement, he can go start saving New Zealand cows.
Yeah. All right. A story sent to us by many listeners is about a new bicycle tire that never gets flat. Nexo is a company that has developed a bike tire which supposedly never goes flat because it's technically airless. Is this getting you guys pumped up?
This is a Utah company.
I like this, but I hate this.
Oh no, why? Because you fix bicycles?
No, I've been familiar with this tire for a long time, and I actually know some people that are working on the project. The idea is great because I think it's actually lighter than a regular bike tire. It basically what it is it's like a polymer exoskeleton type deal. The problem with that is if you get mud in it, it can stick inside in a place that you can't really clean out very well.
Oh, no.
And yeah, so... So I think you're going to get like rocks and stuff in there. So if you look at it, can if you look at the picture of the tire there, it's basically like a hollow tube, like netting. So it's not even, so it's penetrable all over. Does that make sense? I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, you can see a picture of it in the article. The other problem with a tube or a tire that never goes flat is that now millions of people won't have an excuse to not ride their bike.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to go with you, but I've got two flat tires and I can't get, you know, a tube. So now it's like, oh, great, dude, I have to go ride.
Aren't you also going to put a lot of people out of work, Tyson?
No.
You won't? What fixing about all the people it. Making tires that go flat?
Probably robots do that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, those are all, that's all outsourced stuff, and those will still be available for a long time because this idea is probably not perfected yet, but also the thing is this company is going to have to make such a wide range of tires, and they're going to have to make different squishinesses. We'd call that PSI in the cycling world based on people's riding style and what they prefer. There's just too many variables in putting air in a tire right now for any high-end bicycle, that maybe this will take place of the solid rubber tires on kids' bikes. But
yeah, that's where it should probably start.
But that's already a thing. So this is just lightening that up and making it a little more realistic.
This will help me with my blood pressure, though, if this could take off, at least in, like, you know, beginner bikes, because one of the biggest frustrations with kid bikes and...
is finding when I see a tube that small.
Yeah, and when I see adults riding around with low tire pressure, it drives me absolutely insane.
Furious. Danny
it's like,
gets
pump
furious.
Up your tire. That's like the most basic bike maintenance thing you need to know.
Yeah, people They're will so bring basic, in their bikes. People will bring in their bikes and be like, oh, hey, I think my bike saddle is like a little bit askew. Can you fix that? It's like, yeah, it's easy. You just tap it until it straightens up. But also, did you know that you have two flat tires?
That is a true story. I worked at a bike shop, you know, like a long time ago, and 90% of the stuff I did dealt with low tire pressure. My bike's not working. It's like, yeah, you have a flat tire. You're riding on your rim. That's why it's not working so great.
So good.
Yeah. All right, well, let's try to get all those tires pressurized to the proper levels for next week, everybody.
And everybody, pump your tires up.
Pump them up.
Please.
Pump them up. You know who we should get to pump them up? Dolph Lundgren. No.
He could work.
Wait, Hans and Franz.
Yeah, well, that's the more natural one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, get your tires pumped up. Public service from Danny and Tyson.
And Hans and Franz.
This is a story about a woman who bought a Zara dress. Now, what is a Zara dress, Tyson?
Zara is a brand.
Okay.
Rachel purchases quite a bit of Zara stuff for Bergen and also some for herself.
Okay, but not as good as Shop Dawn, right?
Not as good as Shop Dawn. Shop Dawn's the best. It's the premier dress manufacturer in the country and probably the world.
This is a step above H&M.
Yes. Okay. So she bought a Zara dress and she noticed a bad smell coming from the dress. And it turns out that there was a dead rodent sewn into the dress.
Okay. I have a real issue with this story.
Yes.
I saw this and the very first thing that jumped into my head is this is bull crap.
Clicker.
Okay. Actual craptual.
Yeah, that was my initial
This
feeling.
Is from the dailytelegraph.com.
Yeah, that is a borderline sounding legitimate place to get your news. I don't know if I would trust that.
Okay.
So did you do any more research on this, Danny?
The Australian Daily Telegraph.
No, okay. I didn't do any more research because it didn't interest me beyond that. But now that I'm seeing in front of me, I think that, and plus, she may have posted the pictures. Like what I'm saying is,
she did.
She may have been the one that is fooling
people. To manufacture it.
By like it came to her in fine form, but in order to get attention, like the people who like put like a dead mouse in their Wendy's chili.
Yeah.
So she's encouraging people to clickerbait.
Yeah, like she's trying to get attention by creating a clickbait story.
I mean, well, this story has been widely reported.
From different news sources.
Different news sites. I mean, I'm reading it on the New York Daily News. Various other sites are reporting
See,
the same
but
thing.
This is a deeper clickbait story because it's not a story that was created from thin air. Here's a story about a woman who has a dress with a mouse hand sticking out of it that part is true, that there is a dress with a mouse hand sticking out of it. What I'm saying is that she
How did the mouse hand get there?
Yeah, she possibly found a dead mouse and sewed it into the dress during her free time.
Oh, boy.
Those are some strong accusations, Danny Bryson.
What do we do? Lie detector? How do we get to the bottom of this?
Yeah, she is a walking clickbait.
Yeah.
She's creating the clickbait.
I feel like the lie detector isn't used enough, Tyson.
Because it's not 100% accurate.
Why can't we develop a 100% effective lie detector?
What we need is that truth serum.
Yeah. Truth serum?
That they use on True Lies.
Yeah, sodium pentothal.
They're like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is a truth serum expert, because on True Lies, they gave it to him. And he's like, what are you going to do now? And he's like, I'm going to break out of here. By first, I'm going to take your gun. Then I'm going to smash your head into this thing. And I'm going to kick down that door and walk out of here. And they're like,
sometimes you don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah.
That movie taught me.
Danny, with all these innovations in Silicon Valley, I mean, shouldn't there be some sort of startup working on the 100% effective lie detector? And then shouldn't we just be using it everywhere in news and politics?
Most people aren't ready for the truth.
Can't handle the truth.
By a famous actor.
Yeah.
Who was who? Because we could get them on TV somewhere to repeat that line.
Well, I mean,
it's Jack Nicholson.
I think in this case, we should apply the truth serum, because I've got a feeling, and I'm curious to know whether or not this is true. And I think that my curiosity trumps her rights. Like we should probably find out whether or not she put that dead hand in there, or if that guy put the thumb in the Wendy's chili, or whatever. You know, this is
the thing to me that's really bizarre about this story, where all the pictures show the mouse in the sewn up dress. I mean, I feel like that the story doesn't add up to me. It's like I put on a clothing garment. I said something smells odd, and then I see like a lump.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
feel it in the dress when she put it on.
And then I'm like, oh, let me get my camera and photograph this. It just seems so odd to me that I think oh my God, is this a dead mouse? I think I'm sort of like trying to get to the bottom of this before I'm like photographing this horror story.
Well, and I mean, even if it was sewn into the dress, have some sympathy for that poor Chinese worker who lives in a dormitory with suicide nets around it, who, yeah, she was sleepy and a mouse got onto her sewing machine. She sewed it on. Go and get another dress. There's no need for outrage. You should show some sympathy for the person who sewed that mouse into the dress.
Not to mention the dead mouse itself.
Yeah, what about the mouse? No sympathy for him.
Are mouse not people too?
I mean, the cows, three cows trapped on a plateau, they're getting worldwide coverage. A mouse sewn into a dress, not so much.
No, it also is getting worldwide coverage.
Oh yeah, you're right. But no sympathy. I was trying to say sympathy. Okay.
So you're thinking that a celebrity who has brought things back to life in movies should be assigned to perhaps revive this mouse.
Mouse to mouse.
No, that's not going to work. Should the woman get a free live mouse?
With a new dress?
Yes, with a new dress.
Yes.
Sew your own mouse into
your dress. To make up for the dead mouse that she got with this dress?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
The other problem is in today's fashion, it's hard to tell whether or not that's a fashion statement. I mean, they have fur, right? So why, maybe the
new
thing...
What if you're anti-fur?
Yeah, maybe the new thing on the Paris walkway are rodents sewn into your clothing. Kind of like, you know, Mongols used to make clothing out of rodents. Maybe this is kind of like a look back at that style.
What clothing was large enough for Mongols made out of rodents?
Well, supposedly they would make clothing sewn together skins of field mice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Who knew?
They're poor. They were very poor.
Yeah, so this was like Silence of the Lambs, except
they could never
have
afforded a dress from Zara's, ever.
Okay. Let me get to one last story today, and I do want to just extra flag this story as potentially being NSFW, or if you have some children who are somehow in earshot, that we will do our best to be delicate about this. And I thought that this was probably an actual craptual story, but it has been widely reported. So I guess it is technically a actual news story, which we should cover. A number of our listeners sent us this story about a woman named Tracy Kiss, who is a 29-year-old single mother from I believe she lives in the UK. And she has been receiving a lot of media attention because she claims to have discovered the remedy, one simple trick, Tyson, to avoiding the colds and the flu. And she says that that one simple trick is drinking a daily smoothie with the ingredient of human semen.
Prostitutes everywhere shaking their head.
No. We're Danny, we're going to be very sensitive about this story.
Well, how can we be? The subject itself is a little bit coarse.
Lends itself to perversions.
Yeah, it does. It's going to be hard to walk this line, but okay.
Yes. All right.
Fine.
Yes.
We can walk it.
Men carry
That's
with
what
them.
Great journalists we are and carry yeah. great poise and dignity.
Yeah. Now, this woman, she's made a video talking about her routine. Do you want to hear any of this from her?
Sure.
Okay.
It's like milking a cow.
Being a personal trainer and nutrition advisor, I'm very much into fitness and a clean and healthy body. There are surprisingly a lot of nutritional benefits from eating semen, some of which I'm going to read out to you now. So one teaspoon of semen contains over 200 proteins, several helpful vitamins, minerals, including vitamin C, calcium, chloride, citric acid, fructose.
Okay, Tyson. Are we buying this, or has she just gotten the jump on you in terms of being the latest one simple trick person?
I don't know if she's onto something or not. It seems like there would probably be some health benefits to that. Some nutrition. I mean, it's the equivalent of 12 steak dinners as far as I know.
In what way? In what
sounds
way?
Like a, sounds the like protein, a friend trick.
The protein content, it. The... vitamin, and I'd take this with a grain of salt because I'm not a medical professional.
A grain of something, yeah.
Yeah, the salt might help the flavor.
Yeah.
The equivalent of 12 steak dinners in protein content,
yeah.
in iron,
yeah.
in vitamin E, which is great for your skin.
Mm.
Yeah, it's got it all. And yeah. I could see there probably being some nutritional benefits to that, but can't you get those nutritional benefits elsewhere, somewhere that's maybe not gross?
Yeah. Danny, is there a placebo effect here, or do you think that there's science behind this?
I think that her friend has got her going.
Got her going. Like,
yeah, you
got
to drink this because, listen, I'm going to list these benefits. Don't bother looking up the truth on the internet, but I'm going to give you my own clickbait and tell you that there's...
He's a real clickbaiter.
I have the secret to unlocking eternal youth, and it's in my pants. And these are all the benefits you'll get if you drink this cup that I've just filled in the bathroom.
Right. Now, Rob, there's nothing... Yes, Tyson.
I actually did my own research on this.
Okay.
Okay.
And I gave...
Expound.
I gave Danny what I told him was a placebo.
Yes.
I said, this is a placebo semen, not a real semen. It's a placebo semen. I want you to take it every day when I drop it off at your house.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me how you feel. And even him... He thought it was a placebo. It was not. It was a fake placebo and the real thing. And he was saying how much better he felt. He was looking younger. He was more vibrant. He was energetic. So I think I proved that it works.
Okay. So, Danny, when Tyson told you that it was a placebo, why did you continue to take the sample?
Because I thought he said placenta.
Oh.
And I know that there's a lot of health benefits from
proven
eating your own placenta.
Health benefits.
So yes. I'm like, okay, that explains my shining optimism. That's never been part of me before. I'm super happy all of a sudden.
I believe everything that's told to me. I'm no longer a skeptic.
Yeah. I wonder if horse semen work? Because you get more.
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Do you get more horse semen, Danny? And how do you know that?
I think I've seen a video somewhere.
Okay.
I'm just assuming a larger mammal would have more.
That's unclear. That's unclear at this point. There's more research that needs to be done. And again, nothing sexual going on here.
None.
She has a male friend who delivers the sample to her. She says that she thinks that it all tastes really good depending on what her friend has been eating. She says her other friends think she's strange, but she doesn't give a toss.
She doesn't give a toss.
Wow.
You know, this again could be a clickbait story.
Yes.
We don't know. I would like to witness her consuming this beverage, man beverage.
This is,
now there is there are photos of her with a blender.
Okay. So those are hard to find, a woman with a blender. Here's the thing. This is propaganda by the male agenda to promote BJ's.
Okay. Do you think that's the lobby that's going on?
I could be.
Okay. There's a strong BJ lobby in Washington on K Street.
And you know she what? Says, me as president, yeah. I will put a stop to all of that.
You're going to end
it. Drain yeah, that swamp. I will drain that swamp every yeah. day if I
that
have
swamp
to.
Of that semen swamp.
Yeah, I'm going to yeah. drain it.
The woman also says that she had been feeling run down and had no energy, but she says, now I'm full of beans and my mood has improved.
I don't see how beans would help. Beans
I'm not sure.
Sluggish.
Gassy.
I'm not sure how she's
and
full.
Gassy.
Of,
yeah.
She's full of beans now. Hmm. Yeah.
Is she qualified to be making these statements? Has the FDA approved? Or are we going to see an asterisk at the bottom of her blog?
Yeah,
that's possible. Now, the FDA is an American entity, and she is writing these blogs from the UK.
So if her friend shipped Tyson some of his... Yeah, if her friend shipped Tyson some of his man seed, Tyson couldn't drink it because it's not FDA approved.
It would probably get picked up at the border.
It would. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, oh, nope, you can't have this seed.
Do you have any do you have any seeds or produce? Well, I have, a million. I have like 4 bag. Million seeds.
I have a Ziploc bag in my pocket.
4 million filled with seeds.
I look, that looks like hair gel. It's seed.
Okay. All right. Well, we will see if we have more updates on this story as this woman, Tracy Kiss. It sounds like a fake name also.
Yeah, it's all fake.
It's all fake. Yeah. Everything here is fake.
No, I don't know for sure.
The whole world, it's all an illusion. It's just like Elon Musk said. It's just all a simulation.
We're living in the Matrix.
Yeah, we're in the Matrix.
All right. Interesting stuff all the way around, and we'll see if we have any updates on that. First off, thanks to Alex Kidwell this week, who filled in for News AF intern Lita on helping us assemble this cornucopia of stories this week.
Ooh, I like the Thanksgiving reference.
Yes, very autumn based. For our hashtag, is it clickerbaiting?
Clickerbaiting.
Yeah. A lot of that talk this week. Anyway, hope that News AF has made some progress this week in the war against fake news. We are truly on the front line. If you have real news, if you spotted real news along the way, that's News AF. Please send it our way. tips@newsaf.news. And then you could also post them in our Facebook group, Group AF on Facebook.
Where Danny is highly active in that.
Highly active.
Maybe our Facebook group could be the filter. Maybe all of our group could be arbiters of truth.
Yeah. Well, what do we do when we feel like that there is a an actual craptual story that's posted in our group?
We shame the user. Tyson's taught us about the power of shaming.
Yeah, public shaming is the worst.
Yes.
So we make the person who posts the fake story do whatever the fake story is about so that the story becomes real and then it's now actual factual.
Well, I don't want to shame any of our listeners, but I do think that maybe we could just add the actual craptual tag in the comments.
Yeah, like a big red circle with a cross out.
All caps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actual craptual.
All caps.
Do you think we could make some type of emoji, the actual
craptual
emoji?
Oh, yeah. And then people post it. Yeah. I think that would be perfect. If one of our listeners could help us work on that, an actual craptual emoji or just like red stamp.
And an actual factual one, too.
Yeah. Verified. Like almost like the blue check mark of news.
Yeah. I like that.
Yes. All right. Good stuff. That Tyson, of course, is on Twitter. He's at Tyson Apostle. Danny is reading your tweets as well. At Danny Bryson.
I had one almost go viral, dude.
Go viral? What was it?
How do you know it almost went viral?
Because it got 800 favorites and like 300 retweets.
What was it?
Ooh.
Political?
It was political.
Yeah. What did you say?
I said that... it was Tuesday night, and I said, don't spoil the results of the election. I have it DVR'd, and I'm going to watch it this weekend.
No, that's not political. That's fine. That's just during the election.
Yeah, and it started going berserko. Like, I went to a movie, came back, and I had already reached a large amount of numbers, and I was like, I really am, right on the cusp of it, of me waking up in the morning and having it have, 40,000 retweets.
So Tuesday night, you went to the movies during the election results?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or maybe you mistook the election for a movie.
You really don't give a toss, Tyson.
Not a toss.
I did, but what am I going to do in that moment?
Yeah.
Tyson's full of beans.
I came back from the movie and turned on the TV and watched as state after state turned red on the map and was like, is this a dream? What is going on?
What is going on? That's right.
I'm not a dream. I'm like a nightmare.
Yeah. And that's when Tyson Apostle 2020 was born.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all happening.
Should have been 2016.
Hey, yeah. Do we have a review?
I'd be your president right now. Yeah, we have a review.
Yeah, President-elect Tyson.
President-elect Tyson would be here now on the podcast.
Would you still do the podcast or would it be a conflict of interest?
No, he has to do it.
I think I would still do it if I could.
It'll be the equivalent of like the fireside chats.
Yeah.
The presence of old. Yeah. Presidents of old.
Mm-hmm. The radio address.
Here we go.
Yes.
News. This is a little bit older, but it's still great and semi-relevant. Like, News AF never dropped a boner. 5-star. The fake... E. Noel. Ken Bone saw Danny's boat hole and he liked it.
Wait, is that it? Is that the whole review?
That's 5 stars.
Well done. Right. Well done. You can leave us your own review if you can top that one, or even if you can attempt to top that one, go to newsaf.news. for that. All right. Great stuff. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the News AF podcast. We'll be back again next Tuesday, Thanksgiving week. You ready for that?
Oh, my God.
I'm ready.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, hopefully we'll have plenty of Thanksgiving themed stories for you guys next week on News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Shakas. We did it, guys.
We did it again.